The Life of Cleopatra. The road to Julius Caesar's camp was rough and full of potholes. I was bouncing around in the back of the wagon like a bag full of rags. How in the world could the Queen of Egypt, ruler of the most advanced civilization of our times, find herself in such a fix? Here I was, wrapped up in a Persian rug, packed in tightly between bags of grain, a crate of vegetables, and a dozen cages of cackling hens. How exactly had it come to this? I closed my eyes for a moment and let my mind drift back to better times. Through the open window of my room, I could see the beautiful city of Alexandria in all its splendid glory. Beyond the city and out to sea, a tall lighthouse on the island of Faro guided the many ships that entered our harbour. The lighthouse was made of white marble. It was 150 metres high. Sailors claimed they could see it standing there from 50 kilometres away. The view of this great city, with its wide avenues and grand buildings, took my breath away. This was the city that Alexander the Great had built, and now it was mine.